T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
You know what we haven't done in a little bit?
What?
The Incredible, the Stories of Coincidence, the I'll Be a Son of a...
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
There it is.
Incredible stories. Like, here, this story just made the news everywhere in the last 48 hours.
Okay.
A dude is running in a race.
Oh, this.
And on his race bib, he wrote the words, Jesus saves.
He's a Christian. He loves to spread the word.
He's 25 years old. His name is Tyler Moon. He's from Minnesota. He's running a 10-mile race. He collapsed in the middle of the race.
Yeah.
He had an undiagnosed irregular heartbeat, which caused him to have a heart attack. Tyler was saved by another runner, a 43-year-old man named Jesus Bueno.
Huh.
Jesus saved him.
Did. Remember, the runner was wearing a bib that says, Jesus saves.
And Jesus literally stopped and was able to, he told someone to call 911. He started performing CPR on the dude. He kept him alive until the paramedics got there. And then they used a defibrillator, get him started back up. He broke 5 bones in his face when he fell, but he's grateful to be alive because
Jesus
saved his life.
Right?
What are the
guy, and he was running behind him in this marathon.
I mean,
right?
What?
Yeah,
that's one of those stories.
It's like, what?
We want your story that's like that, where it's like, it's that story you tell as an icebreaker when you're at a, like, around a campfire with a bunch of friends. It's that.
A topper story.
Yes. It's your, oh, yeah?
I got this one.
I got saved by Jesus. This little girl survived something in Akron, Ohio. Her house caught fire. 6-year-old girl named Zululi.
It's a pretty name.
You want to, Zauli.
Nice.
They actually spelled it.
Nice.
Phonetically. She knew what to do because a fire safety class had just been attended that day in school.
Literally.
Zauli's first grade teacher, they'd gone over a bunch of fire safety tips. One of them was to stay low if there's smoke so you can find your way out, and don't try not to breathe any of it in. She was literally trapped in the basement, so she had to stay low, covered herself up until firefighters got there, and it literally saved. No class equals no.
She would have died. She
Zauli
suffered a little bit of the smoke inhalation, but she survived.
She has made a full recovery since. I mean, you're a kid. There's a fire. You're going to stand straight up and try to get out. So I don't.
She, like you said, that class never would have happened that day. She probably would have done something stupid.
Never. Yes.
Right.
So we want your stories of the unbelievable. They can be the huge coincidences. I mean, we've got 20 other little things we can tell you about, but we want you to start ringing our phones with the stories that we won't believe when you tell us. So here's another quick one. You know what? It reminds me, some of the best wouldn't believe me if I told you stories, and we bring this up every time we do this topic, are those people who are getting married or with their significant other, and they go to, like, meet the parents, and they're looking at their wall of photos and go, wait, you went skiing in Utah when you were in eighth grade? Yeah, me too. And it's like, I'm in this picture.
And then you point to yourself in the background of the picture.
Of the picture you eventually married, but you didn't know each other then.
At all.
It's just the odds of seeing some, like, it.
There's no way. No way!
That's really your goal when you call for Wouldn't Believe Me If I Told You, is to get Steve or I to lose our minds and scream the words, no way. This dude said, I'm from Texas. About a decade ago, I met another person on top of Mount Kilimanjaro.
Ooh.
Where's that? Is that? You're the geography guy!
I forget, Kill, where that one's at.
There we were. We were both from Texas, and we played lacrosse against each other in high school.
Get out of town.
I'm dead. Like, it's one of those, like, this one is not as good, but I was in Cabo. This isn't that big of a coincidence for me. I'm in Cabo. I get my son to start playing football with this other guy, and I meet this guy's dad. He's like, what's the game where you swim with the ball in the Olympics?
Water polo.
That!
Yeah.
He was like, ace water polo dude. And he was telling me all the stories. He was in the Olympics.
Wow.
For water polo.
Wow.
And he was like, yeah, but when I was at this school, we had to play these Penn State D-bags and blah, 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 and just smack talk. And he's like, this one goalie dude was such a tool and blah, blah, blah. And he would not stop trashing this dude. And all of a sudden, somebody elbows him. It's the dude from Penn State, the goalie, sitting in the same hotel at the same swim-up bar. He had swam up to get a Tecate Light or whatever. And this dude, I still remember his name, Matt, would not stop bashing. And the guy
swam up next to
was
him.
Right.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah, by the way, I'm the douchebag from Penn State. And it was like, oh my God, you are. And then they hugged and it was like, sorry, man, it was a big competition between us. And it was like, the odds of there being two water polo people.
Just that alone.
They played against each other.
And then swam up in Cabo.
In the Cabo Azul. Like, the sheer number of tumblers that have to align.
Yeah, that's.
I will never forget.
No way.
No way. All right. So if you've got a story like that, we want you to blow our minds, make us scream no way. We wouldn't believe you if you told us. Shane?
So when I was in ninth grade, I got run over by a truck. And what makes this crazy is that the same day, my dad had bought me like this giant Carhartt jacket that was really thick. And we happened to be up in Vail where it just happened to get the weirdest snowstorm ever. And during that snowstorm, the emergency brake didn't pull on the truck while putting chains. And I rolled over my hip and over my chest and barely missed my head, missing every vital organ. The only thing was a couple cracked ribs and a dislocated hip.
So you like basically laid down on a pillow of snow and they drove over your brand new Carhartt jacket.
Yes, I went to turn off the truck, and the air brakes apparently just happened to not work, because when you turn a vehicle off, the air brakes are supposed to engage or whatever. Well, they didn't engage, so the door, I went down, I went underneath the door. The door knocks me out, completely out cold. Jeez. I got sucked underneath the tire. It went over my right hip, basically my leg, went in between my legs, went over my right hip, went over the top of my chest, and kind of made a weird turn, and it went over my shoulder, and I ended up with just a concussion, a couple broke ribs, and Bale said if it wasn't for that Carhartt jacket and snow that day, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it had to be Carhartt, because that's a hardy jacket.
Is it really?
Oh,
it's just like one of those big, thick, like you hunt in them kind
there
of like.
There you go.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You are very, very lucky. Thank you, Shane. Isabella?
Yes.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What's your story?
Oh, yay. So when I was on a layover in Charlotte, I sat down at a sports bar, started talking to the lady next to me. We figured out pretty quickly that she had gone to high school with my mom. And not only that, I had a photo on my phone that I had taken about a week earlier of the front page of the school newspaper where both this woman I sat down next to and my aunt were on the front page dancing in the school musical.
What the heck?
And you just randomly sat down next to them in an airport not here?
Yes, in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And it came up in the conversation.
What are the odds?
And I had a photo of her from when she was in high school.
Oh, is this you from high school?
What?
As you show her your phone.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's...
I don't know.
That's not...
It's just not...
That's when you have to believe that there's
something.
A little bit of cosmic tumbler something thing. That is fairly incredible. Thank you for the call.
You wouldn't believe you just said hi.
Wow. Thank you, Isabella. To have the picture on the phone.
That is...
I want to top it, but I can't... Brett.
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
So my grandma has had eye infections for the last like year and a half over and over again. They get better. She gets them back. She had an appointment today with an eye surgeon. He takes about 5 minutes, calls in another person, has them hold open her eyelid, starts digging back there, pulls out a contact that's been in there.
For how long?
OMG.
For the last year and a half.
Yeah.
She didn't even know. Oh, my God. She didn't know?
She never wore contacts in her life. Never tried them on. Don't know how I got in there. Nothing.
Wait, wait, wait. They weren't her contacts.
Wait.
She's never wore contacts.
She's never wore contacts.
Yet a contact lens got stuck in the back of her for the last year and a half. How did... Was she making out with somebody really hard?
They were eye-effing? What are you talking about? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Oh, yeah, my God.
It's going to be the mystery of our family for the next, you know, decade or so.
How did she get a contact in her...
Right.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Brett. That's mind-blowing.
Okay.
Andrea.
Hey.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Yeah, so I was coming back on a flight from China, and I sat next to this guy. We had a good little conversation, had some cookies together, and I was telling him about the different ski resorts he should visit while he was here because he was coming from out of town, and, you know, good conversation, whatever. Then the next day, I get a phone call from my sister who had just finished snowboarding in Breckenridge, and she was sitting next to a friend talking to them about me, it turns out, flying back from China. And the guy across the way on the bus was like, hey, does she have dark brown hair? Does she have nose rings?
Shut your mouth!
Get out!
Yeah. And he also was on the bus with my sister.
Same bus.
He's got a tie.
Same bus.
It's you and your sister, that's for sure. But
he's eyeballing her.
What are the...
There's I mean, so many different buses. It's so many different combinations. Exactly. She happened to be talking about it close enough to him to go like, I rode on a plane with her.
Everything had to fall.
It had to.
Right?
It doesn't.
Did your sister hook up with him?
Oh, my. It is a valid question, though. Thank you for the call, Andrea. Jonathan.
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
So my brother had a lifelong dream of being working in the NFL. And he was finishing college, looking for an internship, not having any luck finding one. Goes to Taco Bell as he gets ready to pay. Their credit card machine's down, so a lady offers to pay for his food with cash. He went to sit next to her, kind of told her his story. She said, well, my husband works for the Tennessee Titans. Here's his card.
Yeah,
gives him a call. He's got an internship with the Titans next week.
And if it wasn't for the credit card machine at a Taco Bell, he never would be working.
The Cosmic Tumbler is completely happened there. There's
the woman that offered to be
way.
My husband
What?
I know.
Why is she in a Taco Bell? That's the weird part.
Wow, Jonathan.
Congratulations to your brother.
Yes.
I mean a Taco Bell later. That's amazing. That's not...
Wow, the odds.
Rachel.
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
So I went to university here in Colorado and had a really good friend for pretty much the whole time I was here from Japan. When we graduated, we went our separate ways, kind of lost contact. I ended up moving out to Japan for a job a couple years later. I got out there and met a boy and got married, and we were one day just hanging out in Tokyo and looking at old pictures from my university days. I pulled up my pictures, and he said, hey, how do you know him? And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, that's one of my best friends from elementary school. How do you know him?
What?
So they went to school together growing up in Tokyo. This guy then moved to America when he was, you know, later in grade school.
And you married his best friend.
And I had no idea.
What the heck?
What?
We got country continents.
Yes.
We got
the odds of you meeting anybody that he would know, let alone liking him and marrying him. And like,
what?
And what boggles my mind is it's totally unrelated. The man that I married, it wasn't through an introduction or whatever.
Nothing.
That was, And he's just like, why do you know him? He's my friend from... Yeah,
okay.
That is crazy.
I am officially creeped out by this whole thing.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.